Okay, we have the news of New Zealand's Bird of the Year. And the Bird of the Year is not a bird.
The winner of Bird of the Year was our Pikapikatoroa, or long-tailed bat.
Laura Kewen is a spokesperson with Forest and Bird, a conservation group that holds the Bird of the Year contest, and now they've added native bats to their list.
The idea was floated that it would be a really great opportunity to raise awareness about our bats, which are critically endangered species, and help people get to know them if they were included in Bird of the Year. So they sort of swooped into the competition.
It's like when Americans became eligible for the Booker Prize. This year, with bats on the ballot, the birds were kind of an afterthought. The long-tailed bat is a silent insectivore, small, fast, and very shy. Laura Kewen says voters could not resist supporting it.
New Zealanders absolutely relished the opportunity to vote for their native bat, because the bat won with about 3,000 votes more than its nearest competitor.
Now, there's some history here. Last year's election was marred by voter fraud. A hacker cast more than 1,500 illegitimate votes for the little spotted kiwi.
But legal votes favored the kakapo, which is a ground-dwelling parrot. This year, we are told, the contest was clean and fair.
There was no voter fraud detected. It's a very good sign for avian democracy. It's good that people were able to exercise their birdocratic rights without fear of, election fixing.